David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 160. From Springwatch to Prison, the continuing adventures of the young'uns. Some people take a lot longer than others to get over a relationship breakup. When I broke up with my last girlfriend, naturally I was upset. Friends and family were also a bit saddened, but naturally we moved on, as you do. However, there are some people who have seemingly been unable to get over us breaking up, even though it's been over 16 months now. I'm talking about the people at City Taxis in Sheffield. Every time I call the taxi company, I get an automated voice presenting me with a list of three addresses that I might want to be picked up from. This is meant to be based on my recent pickup points, except I haven't been picked up from my ex's house since we broke up. That would have been at the start of February 2015. Yet, despite the amount of time that has elapsed, and in spite of the fact that I've been picked up by that taxi company from a load of different addresses that weren't my ex's, the machine still offers her address first on the list. But today, I called City Taxis and her address was gone from the list. It's taken them 16 months, but City Taxis has finally accepted that we are no longer in a relationship. Well done, City Taxis. I am truly proud of you. Be strong. When we broke up, we had no idea how it would affect the taxi company. Once it became clear how badly they were taking it, we did have some tentative talks about trying to stay together just for the sake of City Taxis, but we knew it would never really work. It was better that we went our separate ways now than cause more prolonged pain for City Taxis in the future, as we would have got their hopes up only to dash them again at a later date. I'm sure that there must have been some people in the office, the more pragmatic and less sentimental ones, who were suggesting that they should remove her address from the top of my recently visited list on the automated telephone system, but then presumably there must have been others who would say, no, just give it a bit longer. But the weeks turned into months, and the address was still top of the list, and still it had not been used. December came, and the suggestions were made again to delete the address, but the staff decided that they should wait until the new year. Maybe there would be a Christmas reconciliation. But Christmas and the new year came and went, and yet there was still no journey booked from or to my ex's address. Yet the staff at City Taxi still kept the address at the top of the list in feeble hope, deciding to wait until the spring before they did anything about it. After all, winter is depressing enough, they reasoned, and the hope of a reunion was at least a small hope to hang on to. But the winter came and went. Anyway, it's finally happened. Well done, City Taxis. Tomorrow we're having a meeting with someone who works at Stockton Prison, interested in getting us in to do a gig. Hopefully we can recreate the effusive atmosphere of Johnny Cash's epic prison gig. Maybe we should do a modified version of When I Heard That Lonesome Whistle and give it maybe a bit of a more local bent and see how much of a cheer we get when we sing, I stabbed a man in Billingham just to watch him die. I mean, in fairness, there's very little else to do in Billingham, so we have to make our own entertainment. Granted, there is a skating rink, but there's only so much skating a man can do before he gets bored and ends up killing someone just for the hell of it. I might have to jiggle the words around a little bit in order to make it scan. It sort of lost the tune a bit there. But I think that'll go down very well with the Teesside prisoners. I just hope the paedophiles in the prison aren't too disappointed when they realise that the much-anticipated Young'uns Night isn't quite what they hoped it would be. Hopefully, though, there'll be a few folk fans amongst the paedophiles, which will at least offer them some small consolation, maybe. Hey, come on! It's my 160th dollop. Surely I've earned the right to do a teensy-weensy paedophile joke. I shall leave today's dollop here, as over the last 4 days, I've produced over an hour's worth of dolloping. And while I know that many of you centre your lives around me with these dollops, I appreciate that you're spending quite a lot of time listening to me blabbering on every day. I wouldn't want to break up any relationships. You know, dear, you spend too much time listening to David's Daily Digital Dollop, you haven't got the time for me anymore. The relationship breaks up, your local taxi company in bits. I am, however, bewildered by the number of you who are still listening to these dollops, although I can't help thinking that, from a PR and marketing perspective, I've maybe not taken advantage of the opportunity of keeping the hundreds of new people that I gained last week as a result of Springwatch. I could have produced a few short blogs just to ease people in, but instead released 20-minute long audio dollops, consisting of me walking to the shops and washing the dishes. And now I've probably just killed the last few newbie stragglers off with a paedophile joke. Oh well, to be honest, the fame didn't really suit me anyway. It'll be nice to be able to walk down the street again without having children crowd surfing me down the road. That's a hilarious reference there to Dollop 157. There'll be 100 or so of you who get that. The rest of you will have to listen if you want to know what I'm talking about. Or you could just bugger off like all of those other fickle idiots who were only interested in visiting my website because they'd seen me on Springwatch and just wanted to know whether or not I was blind. You can leave if you want, but just remember this. You won't be laughing when your farm pound for meat on the David's Daily Digital Dollop Commune. And that's a hilarious reference to dollop 159. If you want to get the most from these dollops, then you've really got to do the legwork and listen or read them all. But be warned, if you should start putting in the legwork and then decide to stop listening or reading these dollops, you will nevertheless, at the time of reckoning, be judged as an outsider. And thus, the dollop commune will still farm you as meat. And thanks to all that legwork that you put in before, will be all the more plentiful. You have been warned.